Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol responded to a report of a fatal traffic collision on Highway 36 on Sunday afternoon. Officers found that the driver of a Honda sedan headed westbound had crossed the double yellow line and crashed head-on into a 1970 Jeep Kaiser truck. The impact of the collision killed the driver of the Honda and sent the two occupants of the Jeep to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The accident closed the highway for half an hour to clear the scene. Debris from the crash struck a nearby fence and a parked car, causing damage to that private property as well. The name of the deceased has not been released pending notification of next of kin. Arcata police, with assistance from Humboldt State Police and campus authorities, are investigating a stabbing incident early Sunday morning that sent two HSU students to the hospital with serious injuries. Arcata police responded to Mad River Hospital after receiving word that the two victims were being treated after being driven there by friends. One of the victims suffered multiple wounds that required surgery, while the second victim suffered a single stab wound, again requiring surgery. Details that led to the stabbing are sketchy at this point, and the suspect is described only as an adult white male in his 20s. He was wearing a long-sleeved white thermal shirt, a black baseball cap, and had a long silver chain around his neck. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. Eureka Police are searching for 21-year-old Marquise Shirley, wanted in connection with a stolen car and vehicle pursuit on Sunday morning. An officer recognized Shirley as the driver of a vehicle that was spotted being driven erratically on B Street. The first officer, suspecting a DUI driver, attempted to pull the car over, but instead, Shirley led that officer on a vehicle pursuit across surface streets, running stop signs at Pine, West, and Hawthorne. Shirley abandoned the unreported stolen vehicle at Summer Street and fled the area on foot, but left plenty of identifying information behind him as he did so, including a backpack containing documents with his name. The vehicle had been stolen sometime over Saturday night into Sunday morning from in front of a residence on Hawthorne. The victim reportedly had left the keys in the ignition, and the undamaged vehicle was returned to its owner. Shirley is an adult black male with a slender build, 6'1", 150 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair, which he wears in an afro. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for the region. Heavy rains, high surf, and high winds will all impact the area through at least this morning. Large waves are expected along local beaches and could be particularly hazardous at high tide this morning at 10, creating hazards for both visitors to coastal areas and boats trying to leave the harbor. High winds of up to 40 miles per hour are expected through this afternoon and will impact Highway 101 and 199. Use caution, stay away from the water, and be prepared for wet driving conditions. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that one of the most important predictors of school success and high school graduation is that students are reading at grade level by the end of third grade? Did you also know that less than half of our current Humboldt County students are meeting this important benchmark and therefore are 75% more likely to drop out of high school? Help change this by becoming an early literacy volunteer. It's easy, there's no cost for training, and it will make a difference. Call 441-4552 to find out more. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the county continues to discuss how to deal with a growing homeless population, one aspect not receiving as much attention is the issue of homeless dogs. Many transients bring their pets with them while traveling through the region. Some may believe that the county provides extra financial assistance to those who have pets, but as County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg explains, that's not the case.
So one of the myths that we had down here is the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services gives homeless people with dogs more money. What really is going on is the Department of Health and Human Services provides absolutely no funding through any of its programs, including general relief, for dogs or any other companion animal.
Sundberg went on to clarify, while that the county does not provide funds for companion animals, there are federal programs that do provide that service.
The federally run Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, which the county has nothing to do with or administers. SSI provides funding to SSI recipients who care for a trained service dog for the blind, deaf, or disabled.
The homeless population is comprised not only of individuals in tough circumstances, but their canine companions as well. And that's the news on this Monday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.